The strong recovery of aviation demand coming out of the pandemic has been good for the industry, but it's also exacerbated longstanding workforce challenges.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for fact-based, nonpartisan news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Disruptions at the airport have plagued travelers recently. Widespread cancellations and delays seemed commonplace during the last holiday travel season. But while airlines are taking actions to address the causes of these disruptions, larger obstacles may lay ahead, including concerns about major shortages of pilots and airline mechanics. To tell us more about these concerns and how they could impact air travel is GAO's Heather Krause, an expert on aviation industries and a director in our physical infrastructure team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So Heather, there have been a lot of predictions that air travel is going to take off this year, so to speak, even above pre-pandemic levels. Are airlines ready?
You know, it's difficult to know whether airlines are ready to meet the air travel demands. There were a lot of highly publicized meltdowns in 21 and 22. And we found that in response, airlines cut their capacity roughly 10% as they tried to build more resilience into their operations. And so while we have seen cancellations down this year, demand is still really high and planes are very full, which means that there are some disruptions. It's going to be hard for the airlines to recover, resolve them quickly.
What caused these disruptions?
You know, while staffing was certainly an issue, that wasn't the only one. There were things like outdated technology, poor staffing models, changing consumer demand patterns, and sort of the preparation for weather events that were also factors. You know, the airline representatives that we spoke to in the spring of last year talked about a variety of actions that they're taking to rebuild their workforces and also increase the resilience of their systems and their networks. A lot of those actions are focused on staffing and training issues. So things like hiring new employees, creating incentives, increasing training capacity, reducing flights and schedules, improving staffing models, and other actions that they are taking, those continue to be an ongoing effort.
So in this report, we're specifically looking at concerns about shortages in pilots and mechanics. Maybe we can start with what's going on with pilots.
Yeah, you know, the concerns about pilot shortages have really been longstanding in the industry, and that was even before the pandemic. Pilot employment dropped early in the pandemic when the airlines were starting to implement early retirements and sort of respond to what was happening in the pandemic. From 2019 to 2020, pilot employment at 22 of the airlines dropped 9% from 78,000 to 71,000. And so they've been rapidly hiring pilots to meet that rising demand that's been occurring since the spring of 2021. The term shortage can sometimes be used in reference to circumstances in which airlines generally have an insufficient number of pilots to meet demand for air travel, as well as their individual growth targets. We also talked to industry stakeholders, and they're concerned about the future pilot supply may be insufficient to meet the industry demand. And some of those factors that they spoke about in terms of the challenges to the pilot supply include the high cost of pilot education, the number of training hours required to obtain a certificate to be a pilot, and limited diversity in the current pilot workforce. We also looked at FAA forecasts, and they show that the supply may increase over the next two decades, but that the extent to which that supply might meet or fall short of the industry's demand for pilots is unknown given some uncertainties in what we know about demand.
What about concerns about airline mechanic shortages?
Similar to pilots, industry stakeholders that we talk with are concerned about their ability to meet the demand in the industry. You know, this workforce is approaching retirement age, and there are concerns that there are not enough new workers coming in to replace those retiring. You know, available data show a decline in employment levels, and that coupled with an increase in wages may suggest that there could be a decrease in the number of mechanics willing to work or able to work for the airlines. Again, a range of stakeholders we spoke with about these issues cited some factors that might be contributing to some of these supply concerns. And those include pay and working conditions, competition for talent from other industry sectors. So maintenance workers have skills that are very attractive to industries like the amusement park industry, and also limited awareness and sort of the stigma associated with aviation maintenance careers.
So what is the aviation industry doing to attract new pilots and mechanics?
There are a number of steps that the airlines and other aviation employers are taking. Some of the ones to highlight are offering higher pay increases, recruiting foreign pilots, and developing their own training programs and schools. You know, when we look at mechanics, they have seen some modest increased wages in the last 2 years, but the consumer price inflation might counteract some of those more recent pay increases. Several of the regional and low-cost U.S. airlines, so things like Breeze Airways, SkyWest Airlines, Spirit Airlines, Frontier Airlines, have recruited and hired Australian pilots to address workforce concerns. You have airlines like United and Republic Airways launching flight schools to help directly train their pilots and supplement their hiring pipelines. And you see something similar with the airlines and repair stations creating pathway programs with maintenance schools and universities to attract and retain some of those entry-level mechanics, offer them employment once they graduate, and then advance them throughout their career.
So Heather just told us that while the aviation industry is hiring more pilots and mechanics, and there's some growth in these numbers, it may not be enough to meet future demand for air travel. So Heather, what's the federal government's role in helping the aviation industry attract workers?
First and foremost, FAA's role is to ensure the safety of the national airspace system. When it comes to the workforce, they are responsible for the oversight of training and certification of those workers. However, aviation is a critical component of the economy, so the viability of the workforce is a federal interest. FAA has had several efforts to enhance aviation education outreach and attract more youth and greater diversity to aviation careers. So for example, there is an aviation workforce grant program that the Congress established in the last FAA Reauthorization Act. You know, in 2022, FAA awarded $10 million, and that included to 16 schools that are dedicated to pilots and 15 schools for maintenance workers. FAA received over 300 applications in 2022 for those awards, and that was the first year of funding, which really indicates strong demand for that program.
Heather, last question. What's the bottom line of this report?
The strong recovery of aviation demand coming out of the pandemic has been good for the industry, but it's also exacerbated longstanding workforce challenges. Addressing these challenges and meeting those aviation workforce needs is a shared responsibility among the aviation industry, schools, and the government.
That was Heather Krause talking about GAO's recent report on the aviation industry. Thanks for your time, Heather.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.